The federal government has made it easier for people in the northern Rocky Mountains to kill wolves. The animals are listed as endangered species, but their numbers have grown since they were reintroduced in Idaho and Montana. Now, the Bush administration says it is time to relax the rules designed to protect the wolves. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Wolves are an emotional issue in the West. Ron Gillette has little patience for environmentalists who want wolves to once again roam throughout the region. His passion for this issue is clear, even when he's speaking on a scratchy telephone line from rural Idaho.
We've had it. We don't put up with these people anymore. And anybody that gets in our way will leave footprints up and down their back. And you can take that any way you want.
Gillette heads a group called the Idaho Anti-Wolf Coalition. He's an outfitter, and his customers are deer and elk hunters. Wolves like to eat deer and elk. Gillette says it's heartbreaking to come across a half-eaten carcass while out in the woods. He says he won't stop until wolves are once again gone from the West. Ranchers killed off all the wolves by the 1930s because the animals also eat livestock. Gillette and others were appalled when the federal government imported wolves from Canada in the mid-90s and released them into Yellowstone National Park and central Idaho. The wolves thrived in their new environment, and now the government estimates there are more than 800 wolves spread throughout the northern Rockies. The animals were given a special status so they could be killed or moved if they became a nuisance to ranchers. Typically, such things aren't allowed under the Endangered Species Act. Now the government is relaxing the rules even further. But the change applies only to these wolves. Their cousins in other parts of the country aren't affected. Ed Bangs is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Wolf Recovery Coordinator. He says before, ranchers could kill a wolf only after the animal attacked livestock. On public land, the rules were even stricter. Killing was allowed only as a last resort and only with written permission.
What we're looking at is right now there has to be evidence of bitten livestock. Under the new rule, we'll actually look at, was there evidence, physical evidence, that wolves were harassing or molesting livestock?
Bank says under the old rule, about 5% of the wolf population was killed each year. Under the new rules, he predicts that will double.
We're guessing this will raise increased wolf mortality to about 10% per year, which is still well within the population's ability to withstand.
Bang says wolves will still be able to maintain a healthy population in the region, but it's less likely that their numbers will increase so they can move into new territory. Suzanne Stone with Defenders of Wildlife says that'll be a shame.
It'd be like if they suddenly decided that they want to have bald eagles only in Texas or or Colorado.
Stone would like to see wolves roaming throughout the entire West again. She says the animals are vital to a healthy ecosystem. For example, they force deer and elk to move around more so they don't trample wetlands. Eventually, the Bush administration would like to remove wolves from the endangered species list. Relaxing these rules is a step in that direction. But when the regulations go into effect next month, they won't apply to wolves in Wyoming. The Fish and Wildlife Service has refused to sign off on that state's wolf management plan, saying it doesn't do enough to protect wolves. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.